Okay, let's get started with Brachas Daf Pei Gimel. Brachas Pei Gimel, Yerushalmi, and again, these Mesechta Shiurim are sponsored by the Elman family from Baltimore, Maryland, Le'ili Nishmas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chil Michal Fegelman, Bunya Bas Rabbi Chaim Asher Fegelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa, Barley Bas Riel Rubin, and Basa Bas Rabbi Yamin Rubin, Aleihem Hashalom. So we are in the Machlokos between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. We just spoke about a Machlokos about what to do on Motzei Shabbos, about the Havdalah and Berachas HaMazon, and now the Gemara is about to quote another Machlokos between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Interesting, this one is not in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara. Beis Shammai Omrim, Kos B'Yamino V'Shemen Arev B'Smolo. The kos, if they bring you wine, this is wine during the meal, right? Not after benching. The Haredim says it's the wine that's brought before the Birchas HaMazon. And you also have Shemen Arev, sweet-smelling oil. So what do you bake on bracha on first? So that's the one that you put in your right hand. So kos b'yamino v'shemen arev b'smolo. Beis Shammai says you put the kos in your right hand and the oil in your left hand. And then you make a bracha on the kos, then you switch it and make the bracha on the oil. The Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Shemen Arev B'Yamino, V'Kos B'Smolo. No, Beis Hillel says you put the Shemen Arev, the oil, in your right hand, and the Kos in the left hand. V'Omer Al Shemen Arev, and then you make the bracha on the Shemen and on the sweet oil. What's the issue here? Whether you should make the bracha first on the oil or make the bracha first on the wine? That's a discussion in the Rishon, and the Rishon discussed that. The Shid Mekubetzes on Daf Mem Gimel. In brachas here says pirish kagon shemen sheishbo besamim shehu balareach oil that is for smelling the kivan shein birchosei and shavos is two different brachas vehim inyonim chalukin sheze balahariach vezel lishtos, one's to drink and one is to smell, so ena podrin zezeh, they're not they don't ponder each other, so pligi hey minayo chashav yoser lagdimo, so it's a machlokes which one are we makdim I recha, why would the reach, the smell, first? Because it's immediate. You don't have to do anything. You just breathe in. Right? You just breathe in. So it's right here in front of you. Or do we say by the drinking, because that's more hana. You get more hana by drinking something than by smelling something. The Ef Shalomar says the Shita, Demairi b'deleka chan minayu d'chaviv lo tvei mi'idach. We must be talking about a case where one is not more chaviv than the other one. And then you have a choice. You have to know what the halacha says. Miu aliba de hilchasa kivan shein berchosei and shavos afilu ikachami now the chaviv leaslina basar chashiv. But because they're not shaves, so then maybe you'd make the bracha on the chashiv one anyway, even if there is a chaviv one. Okay, so that's the shita in terms of which one goes first. So again, but we learn from here also that the right is always chashiv for making a bracha, and that we know is quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Brachos and Simen Reishvav Sivdalid, that whenever you make a bracha on an apple, whenever you have a bracha on anything, it's always in the right hand first, and that has an afkamina for Havdalah also. If you look at them in Reish Sadi Vav, in the Shulchan Aruch, that's all the dinim of Avdallah, says the Shulchan Aruch, Omer, first of Machlokas, about sitting or standing, major Machlokas, Omer Avdallah Mayusha, the Shulchan Aruch says, you should make Avdallah sitting. Why should you make Avdallah sitting? The Mishnah Berurah quotes, Mairi, Kishamotzi Alachir Mitei Chobasan. If you're being motzi others in the Havdallah, so then to create the Kvius, then it's better to sit. V'yalkein, Kivan Dechar Poter Chavero, Yishlam Lukulam Lasos Kvius, Ubilum Aloavi Kvius. Bavayesh Omrim, the Ramah says, Vyesh Omrim Umad, Shabbat say it's standing. Why? To Kivan Tehu Halavayas HaMelech, since it's accompanying the king out, Malave the Malka, so Ein Malave Elam Ubad, where you are Malave the king, or walking out standing. Ulin Kvias Sagi and I, what about the Kvias? If you're focused and you're standing around the table, that's enough. Kishem Ezamnim Makol, Vomdim Machamnik, De Lotzeis, Visvir Lush, Mitoch Shekoven Atzman, Kade Lassi, De Birchas Havdalah, since they're Kovea themselves to be Yotze Havdalah, so then they're Yotze also the Birchas Hayayin. So that's the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. But then, the Shulchan Aruch adds, Vaoches Hayayin B'Yamin. You hold the wine in the right hand. Why? Because that's the bracha. That's the what you're going to make a bracha on. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shulchan Aruch of Vesemin Reishvav. B'chol davar shemivarech alav sorach la'achso b'yamin b'shas habracha. You have to hold it. Whenever you make the bracha on, you put it in your right hand. V'hadas b'smol and the hadas in the left hand. U'mivarech alayayin. V'shuv not la'hadas b'yamin. And then right before the bracha b'rem b'samim, you switch. You put the hadas in the yamin and the yayin in the small and the lion in the left hand. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, don't put it down. Right? The Shulchan Aruch is dafka. You wine in the left hand. Not everybody does this. They sometimes pick up just the besom and put the kos down. The Shulchan Aruch says, yo, you should have the kos in the left hand. So you should still be ala kos. Mishnah Berurah. Veino menichel oz miyado. Mishum dekala brachos shel avdala mitzvah lios ala kos. All the brachos of avdala should be ala kos, and it's ala kos when we have it in our hands. Umavarech ala hadas, and then you make the brach on the hadas. Umachzer yayin liyamino. Then you return the wine to your right hand. What happened to the ner? What happened to the nair? So some say, and you also look at the your hands, the right hand, and then, but the Shulchan Aruch just doesn't mention the nair because there's a separate siman about nair. That's in terms of the right hand, and that's what is reflected here. Why isn't this machlokas in the Mishnayos? Right, this machlokas is another machlokas beishamai beis hillel about su'uda. So why isn't it in the Mishnayos? So the Tosas Arash, right at the beginning of the parak, back on Daf Nun Aleph, the Tosas Arash says, Elu Dvarim Shebein Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Baser Da'asik, Kol Milei De Birchas HaMazon, after the seventh parak, which is all about Birchas HaMazon, Hadar Mefarish Milei De Su'uda. So we talk all about the Dvarim of the Su'uda, Pirish, Seder HaSu'uda. What does it mean, this parak, about Heich Yekadesh Adam Kodem HaSu'uda, Veich Yitov Yekanech Yadav, everything at the beginning of the meal, Kiddush, and washing your hands, and how do you put the towel? And also after the su'uda, everything at the beginning and at the end, but not in the middle. Those are not mentioned in this parak. We had before birach ala parperes beshamay volpater afilu ma'isa kedera bahalo ayriacha v'chein, and he says also our machlokas beshamay omrim. That is not mentioned because the Tosfos Rashi says this parak is all about the Seder HaSu'uda at the beginning of the Su'uda and at the end of the Su'uda, but not during the Su'uda. It's not that those are topics aren't mentioned. Okay, so we have a machlokas here between Mishama and Beis Hillel about what you do first. Now let's get back to the Beis Hillel. So Beis Hillel says, after you do these brachas, so Shemen Arbi Mino V'Kos B'Smalo, V'Omar Shemen Arev, V'Tachu B'Rosh HaShamish, then it's not appropriate, as we'll see, to walk outside with this oil all over your hands. So I guess it's one of the jobs of a waiter is to take the oil into his hair. V'Tachu B'Rosh HaShamish. Seems like funny, but that's what was a probably accepted behavior. And but if the shamash was a tamid chacham, tachav akosa, then you can't put it in his hair. You have to rub it on the wall. Shein shivcho shel tamid chacham lios yotzei mevusam, because it's inappropriate for a tamid chacham to go out with this sweet smelling stuff all over him. Right, too much cologne maybe, so it's not appropriate, and therefore you have to get rid of it somehow before going out. Good. Abba Barbarchana Rav Chuna have Yasvin Achlin. These two rabbis were sitting and eating. Vavi Reb Zeira kol mishamish kumeyah, and Reb Zeira was serving them. Alu v'ton traveyon b'chadi yodei. So he came and brought them wine and oil, but he was carrying it in one hand. Amrle, and they thought, as we're going to see, maybe it would have been better to carry it with two hands, so the person accepting it could also have it in the two hands, as we just said, one on the right, one on the left. But Amrle, Abba, Barbarchana, ma yadecha choraisa katoin. What does your other hand have? You know, why you're holding them in both hands? Why is it, another gear says ketia, right? Is your other hand cut off? Right, what's going on? Why are you holding it like this? Which was like an insult, right? If you look in the Charedim, Lama lo elisa shum davar de l'tzorah chasuda b'yadcha ashenis. It's given to Reikonisi. It's empty. Why are you struggling with one hand? V'kasi lave avui. His father became very upset. Whose father? So it's unclear. So Pashas, let's say it was, what was it, Reb Zeira's father, or maybe it was Abba Rabbar Chana. It was Chana who got upset at his son for talking that way. What, it's not enough that you're relaxing and lying down and he's standing up and being a shamish you? He's serving you, and you're complaining about it. What are you doing? Va'od to hu kohen. And also, he's a Kohen. V'yomar Shmuel ha-mishtamish b'kuhuna ma'al. And Shmuel said, one who is mishtamish, one who uses a Kohen, violates, or is ki'ilu violates, the Isser of Me'ila, of using him from the base of Migdash. So it's on Mekele, so you're being Mekele on him, you're insulting him. It's bad enough what you're doing. Gzeru duhu rava v'atkomu mishtamish tachtoi. You know, I make a gzera, I decree, you know what, you get up and you serve him and he sits down. Look at the Charedim. Lo de yachashata rovates v'hu omedu mishamesh. Not only are you relaxing, elashata mezalzel bo b'dvarim. Gozrani alachai dekrishu yoyshev v'ata tamodu v'tamesh tachtav. Switch. You sit down. Let him sit down, I'm sorry, and you will serve him. Wow. So then the Gemara just adds, how do you know what's the source for this that you're not allowed to use a kohen? Rabbi Acha b'she'en is me'ila, considered violating something of Kedusha. Rabbi Acha bar Shvei Shmuel Amar va'omra aleihem atem kodesh, because the pasuk says that he said, I say you will be kodesh l'Hashem v'hakelim kodesh. We compare the kohanim to the kelim. Ma kelim ha'mishtamish v'emol, just like if you use a kli sharis, you violate me'ila, ava mishtamish b'kohanim mol. So too kohanim. So you have the hekesh in the pasuk between the kelim and the kohanim. Oh, this line of mishtamish b'kuna yilkeh created an amazing discussion of the Achronim. It starts with a story. It's fascinating between Rabbi Peter and Rabbeinu Tam. Rav Schechter says Peter and Tom, Rabbi Peter and Rabbeinu Tam. Right, that's in Hagos Mordechai. The Hagos Mordechai in Maseches Gittin quotes a story. Maisa b'kohen sheyatzak mayimai de Rabbeinu Tam. There was a kohen that poured water for Rabbeinu Tam. Hiksha tamadacha. Somebody stands up. What do you mean, the Yerushalmi? Are you Yerushalmi? Here it is. How could Rabbi Natam, Rabbi, how could you allow this kohen to pour water on your hands? Isn't it me'ila? Rabbi Natam answers, Ein kedusha bizman hazeh. He quotes the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Yud Zayin, that you don't have to say Bavli Yerushalmi, because there's only Bavli on Kachim. Bigdeyam aleyem, kuhunasam aleyem. Bizman she'ein bigdeyam aleyem, ein kuhunasam aleyem. Only if they have their begadim on are they kohenim. Without begadim, they're not kohenim. Wow. So Rabbeinu Tam says, they're not kohanim without the Bigdei Kahuna. V'hiksha, one second. So the Talmud said, so what? So why does he get the first Aliyah? Why do we have any type of covet for them? Imken kol minei kedusha lo levilahu. V'shasak Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam didn't answer. V'heshev Rabbi Peter, he chimed in and said, Nehi de'yesh bo kedusha yacholim chol. They have kedusha. Not that they don't have any kedusha. They have kedusha. But they can be mochel, kedam parakam with the kedushin, like it says in kedushin, and he brings a rye. So that's the Hagos Mordechai in Gittin, and that is quoted by the Rama. The Rama in Hilchos Nesias Kapayim, Rama in Hilchos Nesias Kapayim quotes, "Asur l'shtamish b'kahoin avila b'zman hazeh tahavi kamoa behektish, ella in lo mochel al kach, unless he's mochel." So the Rama quotes this answer of Rabbi Peter. So first of all, there's a lot of lumdis on Rabbi Natam. Why was he quiet? Did he just not want to answer? You know, he had nothing to say. But and what does it mean? They're not kohanim today. They are kohanim today. They're not allowed to marry a grusha, and they're not if they're tarred in terms of truma. So the lumdis is that there must be two dinim in kedushas kahuna. Two dinim in kedushas kahuna may be formulated in different ways. Maybe there's a kohen lagabe miknosh and kohen lagabe gvulin. Maybe there's a kohen as a gavra and a kohen as a chefza, like the kalim. Rav Salvechik, Rav Schechter quotes this from Rav Salvechik in Sefer Ginas Egos on page Reish. Dine yesh ladakdek balashana Yerushalmi. Da mishtamish bekahuna ma'al. Dibipshuto havilo meimar da asr lishtamish bekuna. Shouldn't he just said, it's asr to use a kohen? Why does he use the lashon of ma'al? Umar ratzalomar Yerushalmi belishna de ma'al. Venira lafarish. Dihine, said Rav Salvechik. Debez kedushos kahuna yesh. A kohen has two kedushas kahuna. The yesh kedushas kahuna shebigvulin. Ha'osarto la kohen begrusha, umatiraso betruma, umechayeves lekuliyama bechvodo. All the dinim that don't have to do with the base of Migdash. That's a kohen begvulin. That is not subject to Bigdei Kahuna. The yesh kedushas kahuna shebemikdash. Hamachshirto la kohen lavoda. And that's the kedusha of the base of Migdash. And that's what it says in the Sanhedrin, Mechus, Regan, Shishimish, Chayi, Bisub, De Shamayim. Bizman Shebegdeim Aleim, Ein Kunasam Aleim. The Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam is that the din of him, Mishtamish Bekahuna, that's a din of Mikdash, coined B'Mikdash. And that you don't have without the Begadim. And that's what you learn from the language of the Yerushalmi of Ma'al. Timiloshim Yerushalmi Mashba, the Isra Zehavi Kein Din Me'ila B'Kanshi HaMikdash. U'Memela, and Rav Salvechik got it from this Lashon. That's how he learned it. That's how maybe Rabbeinu Tam got it. Rabbeinu Tam learned from this that it doesn't apply today because he just saw that word Me'ila. U'Memela, Nirali Deino Noigel B'Koin HaMekudash B'Kdushas Kuna SheB'Mikdash. Asher Kdusha No Sefes B'Fnei Atzmo Hi. And that Lokasha Kushias HaTalmud to call me in Kedusha v'kibur lo levet behu to l'chiyav kibud tzagi af v'kedushas kuhuna shebi gvulin. That is the Rev Salvechik. relating to this, if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan wonders, though, if it's true about Mashamish Pikun Eloka, or Ma'au, so why did the father only get upset later? What about the he shouldn't have been serving him in the first place. He only got upset after he insulted him. Right? Why is that? Says the Aruch HaShulchan on the Siman, in Kuf Chav Ches, Sif Samach Vav. He quotes this all Yerushalmi, and then he quotes Vitema. Maika Kashale, he says, V'chulu, he says, where is this line? Oh, right? Why didn't he argue earlier? So he says, "Biru hadvarim." This is in Sif Samaches. Da Torah kiches haKohanim laAvodas Beis Hamikdash v'Karan Kedoshim. The Torah sanctified the Kohanim and called them Kadosh. And quotes the pasuk, "Kedoshim yiyula lokeim v'sishi Hashem he makrivim v'ayu kodesh v'gam." Aleinu tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu shenikadosh osam. Hashem also commanded us to sanctify them. V'kidashto ki eslam alakechu makriv. V'zeu tzivu yishanachnu nekadosh osam v'tzarach bir. Let's explain. Well, Hashem already made them kodesh. So what does it mean that we sanctify them? V'shlam HaKadosh Baruch Hu shekidsham sheyavdu b'mikdash. V'shelo yisu l'nashim gerushos v'zonos shapir. Aval anachnu ahim b'yadeinu l'hakdisham. How do we makdish a kohen? Hashem could imbue something with kedusha. What could we do? So obviously that doesn't mean to sanctify them, but it means to be mechabed them. Shata techabdenu kedavar shel kodesh. Treat them as a holy item. V'kidashto l'chol davar shebekdusha. L'vtorach rishon, l'varach rishon. Sheyehi mechubad alecha. That's what it means. That how do we sanctify them? By honoring them, and they should be mechubad in your eyes. Ulafizeh adavar barur, and therefore, demash HaKadosh Baruch Hu kidsham ein koach biyadam l'shanos. They can't change anything. They're kedusha mitzad Hashem. V'lav b'daitam adavar tali d'zeres melechi. Right? They can't forego any type of kedusha relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what relates to us, they could be mochel. But as long as it's in a derech of kavod. But says the Aruch HaShulchan, the second that we insult, that's not mechila, that's bizayin. And bizayin, that is not allowed. And that's why the father got upset. When he was a waiter, finally he was a waiter and he was being mochel in that regard. But more than that, bizayon, then he took it too far, and therefore that's when he got upset. But this is a very in the world of Mordechai's, Rabbeinu Tam's, and the Rama, the Taz discusses this there in Simin Kuf Chav Ches. All this action is here about the mechila of a kohen. Also relates to could a kohen be mochel his aliyah? Moshe, it's one of the my father has two or three tshuvas written in the Gris Moshe to him. So one of them was this: what happens if there are a couple of yard sites in shul? So they want to ask the kohenim to leave. Is it okay to ask the kohenim to leave? They shouldn't be there and call up somebody who's not a kohen. But if they leave during the first aliyah, so is that appropriate? That's one of the Ramosha talks about that in terms of mechila. So is that part of the mechila? Right? The Gemara says they shouldn't do that because of a darkei shalom. The kohen should always get the first aliyah. Okay, so let's continue. Says the Gemara, Beishami Yomrim Shebar Ma'ar Ha'ish V'chulu, as we saw in the Mishnah. The machlok of the Sharon Beis Hillel doubly, whether it's past and present, or singular and plural, and we have the Shnos Eliyahu, the Vilna Gaon, on the Mishnah, who explained that Beis Shammai relating it to the origins of fire, while Beis Hillel says, no, it's fire today. Al datan de Beis Shammai. So ask the Gemara. So according to Beis Shammai, are we going to change other Nuschos also? Al datan de Beis Shammai, asher bara pri hagafen. Al datan de Beis Hillel bori pri hagafen. Is it going to be a machlokas about that too? Says the Gemara, no. Yayin mischadish b'choshana v'shana. All wines are always new and different. There's no copying by wine. It's all different. Wine is wine. Mischadish, and it's new every year. Ha'esh en mischadish b'chol shah. Fire is fire. Fire is not new. There's no new fire. There was fire at the beginning of time, and fire now. It's all the same, and therefore Beis Shammai says borei by the others, only bara by fire. Says the Braisa. Ha'esh v'hakilayim. Fire and kilai behema, a cross-breeded animal. We'll see a mule. Afa pishlo nivru misheshes yimei breishes. Even though they weren't created during sheshes yimei breishes, as we'll see, fire was created on Motzei Shabbos. Right? That's why we do bor mera esh. But even though they weren't created during sheshes yimei breishes, aval alu b'machshava misheshes yimei breishes. It kavayacha went up in God's mind. What does that mean? Doesn't mean that Hashem had a first thought and a second thought. It means there's a message here. There's a message here. That fire, the thought of fire and the thought of kilai behema went up even beforehand. So where? When were each of these created? So Hakilayim, one word is Kilai Behema created, right? It's an Issa Daraisa of Kilai Behema. Cross-breeding and cross-working, both of them are Issa Daraisa, two of the types of Kilayim. So when was it? In the days of Aya. The Pasuk says, Uvenet Sivon, Aya, Va'ana. Who was Ana? Who Ana, Asher Matzah, Sayyemim Ba'midbar. Ana was one that found the Yemim in the Midbar. And as we'll see, he didn't just find the Yemim, he created the Yemim. Ma'o Yemim, what are the Yemim? Rabbi Yehuda ben Simon Omer, Hamyonim. Well, some type of animal. Rabbanan Amrin, Haimim, Chetz Yesus v'Chetz Yechamor. The Yemim are what we would call a mule, half horse and half donkey. Right? The Charedim, Pirda, Shalo Nivres B'Sheizim Ebreishis. That was only when Anna put them together. Not that he found, but he actually made. Eloin Simanim, how do you know what the Simanim are? Because you want to know what the Simanim are, as the Mefarshim explain here. You want to know what this is considered, because there's discussions in Maseches Bechoros. Do you go by the mother? Do you go by the father? So you have to know exactly in terms of cross-working this animal. So Amar Yehuda, Kol She'aznav Ketanos, if the small ears, Imo Susva Aviv Chamor, Gedolos, Imo Chamor of Aviv Sus. So you know, based on the size of the ears, you know what their lineage is. And then we're into the story. Rabbi Mana mafake li'ilein denesia. Rabbi Mana gave instructions to the Beinesia. In Ba'isun Mizvun Muvan, if you want to buy mules and you want to know how not to violate Kilai Behema, Tahon Zavin and Elaine to Udneon Tekikin. Buy the ones that are only by ones that have small ears. Shimo Susav Aviv Chamor. Because then you know the mother was the horse and the father was the donkey. The Charedim says, or the opposite. He just told them to buy the same. Be consistent. You can't buy some big and some small, because that would be Kilayim. V'lo'asa lafuke, says the Charedim, shalo yiknu mishnei minim. That's all. So that's why one has to know with these simanim about the size. That's the story I think I've mentioned before of Rav Nassan Adler. Rav Nassan Adler was the Rebbe of the Chasam Sofer. They called him Hachasid. And one time he was on a wagon with the Chasam Sofer, and they were traveling somewhere, and it was snowing, and it was freezing, and all of a sudden, one of the horses broke its leg. There were two horses in the front of the wagon, and one of the horses broke its leg and fell into the ditch. And the driver said, okay, wait here, I'm going to go to the nearest town to try to get another horse. And he comes back, and as they see he's getting closer, they see he's bringing a bull or a cow. He didn't have a horse. Couldn't find a horse. So all of a sudden, they were freezing, snowing. All of a sudden, Rassan Adler jumps out of the wagon and starts dancing in the snow and the celebrating. And the Chasam Sofer writes that he didn't know what the Chasam Sofer was doing. Maybe his brain got frozen. He's delirious. What's going on? And he says, Rebbe, what's going on? So he says to his Rebbe, he says, you don't understand. I'm from the city. I'm from Prague, other places. I've never had the opportunity to be shayach to the mitzvah, to the aveira of Kilai Behema. You see, he's bringing a cow. I'm going to tell him no. I'm going to tell him you can't put it down. I'll pay him extra. You have to go back and get me a horse. I'm celebrating that I could finally do this mitzvah that I've never been able to do. I shouldn't celebrate. I shouldn't dance. The simcha of a mitzvah. The simcha of a mitzvah, that's the Rav Nassan Adler, what he teaches us. Okay, so my asad Sivan Va'ana, what did Sivan Ana do? They didn't just find the Yemim, but they actually created it. Zimin Chamor V'Hel Alasus. They got a female donkey and they mated it with a horse. Zachar V'Yasman Pirada, and a mule came out. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. And mules are dangerous, the Gemara assumes. Lama Tem Havisim La'olam Davar Shu Mazikan. You brought something to the world that's damaging. Afani Avi Al Oso Ha'ish Davar Shu Maziko. So I'm gonna bring something damaging also. And some say that Anna was even killed by this animal. Ma'azah Kadosh Baruch Hu Zimein Chachina V'Hel Aleha Chardon. Right, where there was a female snake was brought together with a male toad. V'Yasmimenu Chabarbar. And the Chabarbar was created. Where do we have Chabarbar already in this Masechta? We had it by Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. And he was the one, the Chabarbar. And we said, who gets to water first? And then there was a Ma'ayan that was created right under him, the Chabarbar. Right? Different in the Bavli, different name of the dangerous animal. And Gemara says, woe to the Chabarbar that met Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. Miyamav lo yomar lecha adam she'akso Chabarbar v'chaya. You never heard somebody who got bitten by a Chabarbar and lived. Nishachol kelev shote v'chaya, was bitten by the wild dog and lived. Shabato preda v'chaya, that was kicked by a preda and lived. Ubavat preda levana, as long as it's the white mule. But all these are very dangerous. This was a cycle of dangerous animals that were created. Once we're talking about Kilai Behema, the Ramban, very important Ramban, the Ramban in about Kilayim, the Ramban in Yutes, talks about kilai behema, what the message of the isser of kilai behema is. Says the Ramban, v'atam bekilayim. And he's talking also maybe about kilayim of fruit. Ki Hashem bara haminim ba'olam. Hashem created species in the world. V'chol ba'alei anafashos bitzmachim u'ba'alei nefesh atenua. With plants and with animals. V'nasamem koach ha'tolada she'yizkaimu haminim bohem. La'ad. Kol zman she'yirtzeh. Hu yizbarach b'kiyim ha'olam. Hashem gave them the power to procreate and to reproduce and continue. And he commanded them to continue and be procreate liminehu. Says the Ramban, v'hamarkiv shnei minim mishane u'machish b'maisa brachos. Ki'ilu yachshov shlo hishem HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olamo kol hatzarech. What are you creating? You're creating a new thing? Oh, Hashem forgot this one? There's something missing in the world? Hashem created a perfect world. So therefore, if you're mark, if shnei minim, says the Ramban again, mashane umachish b'maisa brachos, as if you're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu left something out. V'yachpotzu la'azor b'briyaso shel olam. You want to help him out? L'hosif b'briyos. I think you forgot this one. I'll add one more. V'aminim b'balei chayim lo yolidu mimishen amino. Generally, they can't procreate. V'chula. That's the Ramban. Remember, Dr. Abraham told me a story that he went to Rav Yashiv when cloning first came out, a couple of decades ago. And he said he brought with him 15 sources that he wanted to ask if it was related to cloning. And the only one that he accepted that he thought maybe is related to cloning, without getting into any of the details of the type of cloning, was this Ramban. This Ramban, he said, yeah, that relates. That's a makar that is shayach to the discussion. Okay, so that's all the... one of the items, the kilayim that was created after Maisa Brachos. Now we get to the second one, Ha'esh. Rabbi Levi, B'shem Rabbi Zira, Shloshim V'shei Shos, Shimsha Osa Ha'ora, Shenivres B'yom Rishon. Hashem created a special divine light on the first day, and it lasted for 36 hours. Right? Hashem put it away right away. It was only used once Adam came into the picture. Shtemes Rebbe Erev Shabbos, when was it shining? 12 hours on Friday. After Adam was created, v'shteim esrei b'leil Shabbos and Friday night, v'shteim esrei b'Shabbos and then 12 of Shabbos. So that's 36 hours. And then after the end of Shabbos, it started going out. V'hay Adam arishon mabit bo misofa olamat sofo. That light gave Adam arishon a view of the entire world. Kiman shalo paska ha'ora hiskol kolam kulo mishorer. The light was going the whole night, the whole day, the whole world started singing. Shenemar tachas kol hashamayim yishreyu lemi sha'oro shel kanfo al kanfos aretz. The one that brings light over the whole world. But what happens? As Shabbos started waning and ending, so the sun started going down. And also this light. And Adam thinks to himself, oh, I already got thrown out of Gan Eden. And what's going to be? And the snake did it to me once. It's going to be dark. They're going to get bitten by the snake. Maybe it doesn't just mean literally, but figuratively, I got bitten by the snake once. Maybe I'll do it again. He's bemoaning his fate. Hashem gave him the das to take two rocks, the Kishon Zel Azat, the first Boy Scout, and he rubbed them against each other, v'yatza mehen ha'or, and fire came out. Hadahu dechsiv, v'layla or ba'adeni. There was Lila, but light surrounded me. And that happened to Motzei Shabbos. Ubir echalea borim or ha'esh. And Adam made the bracha. This is one of the two sources of reasons why we make a bracha bar mereisha motzei Shabbos, because Adam created, right, using his chachma that Hashem gave him, the fire on motzei Shabbos. So the Allah b'machshava, Hashem knew about it, so to speak, during my celebrations, but it was created afterwards. In Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, we might have mentioned this before, there's a different version. It wasn't that Adam did it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him out and created it. Said Nishtalech lo, same worry. Perkei Rabbi Elazar Parachaf. Made a special Shabbos. Yosh Adam Yoshev umahara belibo. Vamer oily. Shema yavo anacha shehita osi be'erev Shabbos. Shenemar tushuvenu akev. Nishtalech lo amud shel eish. Lahairlo ulashamro mikol ra. Hashem sent him a fire. Ra Adam lamud shel eish v'samach belibo. Adam saw it, he was happy, v'amar achshav ani yodeya shehamakom iti. Upasha yadav la'or ha'esh, v'ama ubirech borei ma'orei ha'esh. Ukshehercha gada me'esh, amar Adam achshav yodeya ani, shenivdal yom ha'kodesh, miyom chol shein levar esh b'shabes. Amar barach ha'mavdil ben kodesh l'chol. So that's the version in the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar in Parachaf. Good. Continue. Rav Huna, b'shem Rav Yevo, b'shem Rav Yochanan, af b'motzo yom ha-kippurim mivarech aleha. We also, motzo yom kippur, we also have a candle, shekvar, but that's not because it was created then, for a different reason. Shekvar shavas ha'or shel kol osu ha-yom, because we weren't allowed to light a fire the whole day, and now we can light a fire, so that's why we have a nair for that. How serious is that? That's a discussion, right? The Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, one has to really try to make sure one gets the Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos. That's different deos. Mevarech al haner barim ha'esh, as the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Tzadi Ches Sif Aleph. Im yeshlo, vein sorach lachzor acharav. Right? You don't have to make yourself crazy for it. You don't have to be chozer afterwards. V'hani mili b'motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, you have to try your best to get it, but ain't sorach lachzor acharav. Why? She'ed the Mishnah Berurah. She'ed mevarech al haner el zecher shenivra ha'or b'motzei Shabbos. It's only a zecher. V'yalkin yuchal avarech al ha'kos afilu b'loner. If you don't have an air, right? Often it's separated. If Tisha B'Av is on Motzei Shabbos, so we do nair separately, right? If other types of Yef Avdala and Motzei Yachal HaMoed, right? And Motzei Yantith is no nair. But the Shulchan Aruch continues of Motzei Yom Kippurim, Yesh Omrim, Shemachzer Acharav. But Motzei Yom Kippur, some say you have to be Machzer Acharav, maybe it's more serious than after. But actually, we generally have a nair on Motzei Shabbos, but by Yom Kippur, you need an nair Shashavas. You need a nair that was lit the whole Shabbos, but you just didn't use it, and that's the nair that one has. So if one has that, they're great. If not, then we don't use a nair on Motzei Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan also, just to finish up, the Aruch HaShulchan there in Reish Tzadi Ches discusses why don't we make a bracha on the other items that were created. Ein lishol im kein lama ein mevarchan al shaar dvarim shenivru. The shiny nair, shene'esar b'shabbos, vavikilu mischadesh ata. Klomer, af agav the ikar tam abracha motzei Shabbos al haner who mishav tchilas per yasahu. Even though the ikar reason for the nair is because it was created, for rak motzei yom kippurim the reason is because it was aser. That's why yom kippurim bina dafka or sheshavas ubeshabbos lo bina or sheshavas mikom makom gam damze balkarcha yesh b'shabbos. But Shabbos also has an idea of the iser. Umigar Shabbos miyom kippurim gam b'shabbos haya aser bo ubeshabbos chamira miyom kippurim. Shabbos is skilim, kippur is karis. Ella must be the Shabbos ain't sarach or sheshavas because of the reason of tchilas per yaso. But still, that reason must be part of it too, or else you would be making a bracha on all the items that were created. Okay, this is relating to some Havdalah issues and Dvarim that were created after Sheshes Yimei Breishis. Okay, we will stop here.